Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us for the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we discuss the issues and concerns vital to our veterans today. We've got a great show coming up for you, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, It's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. And you can't beat that deal.
Of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And of course, SPN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SPN. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later this hour on SBN, we will be joined by veteran and patriot Dr. Tanya Butler. She's going to get us up to speed on some of the upcoming events in our area for veterans, as well as services that she offers through her therapy practice. And, of course, Tom's Tirade. Now, this is going to be coming up in the second segment. It's a little longer, so we're putting it in the second segment. You don't want to miss it. It is on Old Glory. But first, it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Mr. Vernon Pugh from the good folks at Johnny's RV. I'm not going to try to hit that high note, but Vernon, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for all you do for our veterans and service members.
Thank you, and I want to thank all the veterans and first responders for the selfless job they do. Give them the recognition they deserve.
Well, I tell you what, Vernon, it's you guys at Johnny's RV do an awesome job for our vets and people in general with the type of work that you do and the services that you have and the services that you could perform that a lot of the other RV and trailers can't perform. So, you know, I was talking to you a little bit earlier about some of the units that you had that had come in there, and the fact that you stated that you had occasions where some of the trailers or units were coming there and may need an update or may need something done on the warranty, and you guys are able to do that and perform those before you put the unit on the lot for sale.
Absolutely. I mean, if a customer has warranty from another dealer or from Good Sam's or somebody, we do any warranty work. It doesn't matter who the warranty company is, or it doesn't matter to us where you bought it from. Because here's the problem: you can buy from a couple of corporate dealers I know, and if you didn't buy your camper from them, they won't service your camper for you.
Mercy.
Which is ludicrous.
Right. Unbelievable.
You might turn that person into a buyer.
Yes.
They want to trade.
Right, yeah. You know? They just lost a customer.
Trevor called me. They're not happy with a unit. Come up here and look at it, see if we can put a good number on it and let them look at some inventory. And we convert a lot of those customers because of the customer service we have.
Right, right.
And that's the big, because people call us all the time. Hey, we're broke down or we're coming through. We got a repair. We got to, you know, and we'll drop what we're doing to help, you know, if it's not a two-day repair, to help them get on down the road.
Right, right. And, you know, and people appreciate that, and they remember that, you know, when they get ready to purchase another vehicle and or to get other repairs done to their unit.
Yep. Yep. I got a review in the email yesterday. I didn't know anything about it. She was talking. The guy was a veteran, disabled, and they stopped through at 5 till 5. My guy stayed to 5:30, fixed it, and they were on their way. But they had called everywhere else. Sorry.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, that's just what we do for people. It's customer service is what makes your business go.
Well, that's why the business is still there and doing the amount of work and selling the amount of units that you're selling. One of the things that we've heard through the COVID scenario is that so many of the units now are being sold in the RVs and trailers, or whether they be fifth wheel units or you know, the bumper tows, that, you know, they're just selling so many of these now. Where are you guys getting inventory? How are you keeping inventory?
Man, that's the hardest journey of all. Johnny, I go down to Ocala, Florida. We go to auctions down there. Tampa, I go to Fort Worth, Dallas, Greer, North Carolina, wherever you go. But we have such a good line of communication with some of the one corporate dealer that bought us out of our new line. You know, they have so much new, they can't afford to sit on a bunch of used and have to pay it off. It holds the capital up. So we do buy a lot from them.
Right, okay.
So, but we just buy from individuals, call us. I even scour the RV parks, the big ones over in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, and put out some cards because people in there are ready to sell. Some of them are ready to retire. Some of them are just starting to get there. So,
right, right.
You know, it's people are buying campers, and an older couple the other day, something was wrong with their daughter, whatever her problem was. They took over the two grandkids and said, look, we want a big motorhome that we can travel in, and we're going to homeschool them because I feel like they'll get a better schooling out here visiting national parks and going everywhere. And the lady was a retired teacher, so she's going to homeschool the 6-year-old
awesome.
And 11-year-old.
Hey, that's awesome. You know? Yeah, that is just unbelievable awesome. That's a great deal, Vernon. And, you know, the thing that has been good, though, is Johnny's always had a good name. He's always stood behind his service. He's always stood behind the selling of the units and the type of units that he sells. And he just won't put a piece of junk on his yard. He doesn't want
to. Absolutely. There's some pieces. I said, man, we can sell them. He said, it's got too many problems, or I don't like this or that. We're wholesaling that. I'm not putting my name on that unit.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Not sell it. Move it on. Let somebody else have that problem.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That messes up your clientele, you know, because I know that I know some guys that's come in there 3 or 4 times and bought vehicles all three or four different times, and, you know, on the flip side, because of the service.
Our repeat customer base is large. It's very large. It's probably better than anybody's around.
Well, one of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about is the fact that I know that the prices on these units have gone up like cars have. Even new cars are selling above what they're listed for. And that being said, how does that balance out with your loan value now and being able to get your money on these vehicles?
The NAD books are adjusting, and I saw it on a car that we took a Jeep on trade that had a $35,000 average book wholesale. This month it was $37,225, went up about $2,000. Campers are the same way. The book, the NADA is adjusting the book so that you can get the advance from the bank.
Right.
You almost got to pay retail for something at auction. And I don't try to be ugly to customers. It's a seller's market. I'll have a camper for $48,900 and they'll make me an offer of $42,000. First off, there's not that kind of profit in it.
Right.
Secondly, you're just not going to move that much right now. You've got to make what you can make while you can. And unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast in the car business. My ex-wife owns 3 car dealerships franchised. They're selling less cars and making more gross. Somebody comes in and offers them a $5,000 deal on a used car, they turn it away. That's right. Never been heard of.
Right, right.
They say, hey, we can sell it for $8,000, and they hold off and sell it there.
Oh, yeah? It's unbelievable. Well, give us give us the phone numbers and any other media information that you can give us so that people can get in touch with you.
Website is Johnny's with two N's, JohnnysRV.com. We're at 5636 Highway 90 in Theodore. We're at the traffic light right there at LaRue Steiner and Tractor Supply. When you go through that with third driveway on the right with palm trees, or you can reach us at 251-653-1049. But I also want to say my heartfelt condolences go out to Baldwin County Deputy Sheriff Bill Smith
for
giving his life to save some people the other night at the beach. That's you know, a selfless act.
Amen, brother. Appreciate it, and appreciate what you do for our veterans, and take care of our guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Okay, Vernon. And as always, you can visit Scuttlebutt Network for more information. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on Old Glory when we return on the Scuttlebutt Network.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Next Monday, June the 14th, throughout our nation, patriots will gather together to commemorate one of our national holidays. That's right. Monday is a national holiday. Don't worry. I bet most of you missed it sneaking up on you. You see, June 14th is Flag Day in honor and recognition of Old Glory. And don't get me started on just how tattered and torn our dear old flag has become under the current crew of politicians and bureaucrats, communists, and progressives inside the Beltway and on Capitol Hill these days. Needless to say, we have never been in greater need of this nation to rally around our national standard. But before I go too far down that rabbit hole, you see, people, many of them veterans, gathered together on the 14th to celebrate a holiday that is very important to our nation. But one, it seems, that has been forgotten by many. Hell, by most. If you look at the coverage on TV and you don't hear of many Flag Day sales or get invited to many Flag Day barbecues, and yet we gather together each year to commemorate our national flag and to remember all that it means to us and to our nation. You know, maybe what is lacking in our celebration of Flag Day is not the celebration itself, but an honest and true understanding of just exactly what it is that we are celebrating. So Top Cat is now going to wake you up on the stars and stripes. See if you can keep up, because I was around for most of this. On June the 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress, seeking to promote pride and unity in a fledgling nation, adopted the following. Resolved that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white and blue field, representing a new constellation. The stars at that time represented Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Georgia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Virginia, New York, North Carolina, and Rhode Island. It is generally accepted that the flag that the Congress adopted was originally sewn by Betsy Ross and complete in late May or early June of 1776. However, the creation and composition of the national flag that we know today might not have occurred had it not been for a rather curious coincidence in the early days of the Revolutionary War. Earlier that same year, on January the 1st, 1776, the Continental Army was reorganized in accordance with a congressional resolution which placed American forces under George Washington's control. On that New Year's Day, the Continental Army was laying siege to Boston, which had been taken over by the British Army. Washington ordered the Grand Union flag, which had the British Union Jack in place of our current field of stars, hoisted above his base at Prospect Hill, in compliment of the United Colonies. In Boston, on that New Year's Day, the Loyalists, the supporters of Britain, had been circulating a recent King George speech, offering the Continental forces favorable terms if they laid down their arms. These Loyalists were convinced that the King's speech had impressed the Continentals into surrendering. As a sign of the Continental surrender, the Loyalists mistook the flying of the Grand Union flag over Prospect Hill as a show of respect to King George. In fact, however, the Continentals knew nothing of the speech until later. Upon learning this, General Washington wrote in a letter dated January the 4th, "By this time, I presume, they begin to think it strange we have not made a formal surrender of our lines." Who says old George didn't have a sense of humor? but obviously a new flag was needed, and thus our national colors were born. As our nation has grown from its humble origins, our flag has remained a steadfast symbol of freedom throughout the world and rallying point for those who call this nation home. Perhaps the first words describing the meaning of our flag to an individual in time of war were penned in 1814 in the waters off a besieged Fort McHenry by Francis Scott Key. As the smoke cleared from the fort and daylight came, he wrote, "The flag was still there." Of course, we now know his simple, heartfelt, handwritten poem as our national anthem. And for two centuries now, we have joined together to sing Key's words and pay respects to our flag, our men and women who have fought for and under the flag, and yes, those that have died protecting that for which it stands. In recognition of what the flag had meant to our nation, on June 14, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation calling for a nationwide observation of Flag Day. And so we still gather, though our numbers are few, as so many have done before us, to pay our respects to our flag and remember what it has meant to each of us. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to come together in respect to celebrate our national standard, remembering the many sacrifices that have made our freedom possible. And it is necessary that we who have served under the flag in years past take the time to pass on just what it means to those who haven't served and for those yet to serve. One only need look to the mess into which this nation was allowed to descend over the course of the 8 years of the Obama administration, the restoration of our national pride under President Trump, and the destruction of the same in short order under the Joe Obama administration, in order to realize what has always made America exceptional. That we as a nation and as individual service members serving under this flag have fought and died so that others may live and live in freedom. Even as an all-volunteer military, our brave men and women serve a higher cause than the meager paycheck that they get at the end of the month. They fight for the principle, like duty, honor, and country, embodied by this flag. Ideals that are foreign to the lost generation that has benefited from the sacrifices of those who have fought and died for our precious freedoms. Those such as the privileged players of the National Football League, who continue to denigrate this nation under the communist guise of social justice, beginning with Colin Kaepernick and spreading through the leagues of overpaid sports jocks, most recently the emperor who has no clothes, LeBron James. The assault on our institutions, such as the military and police, have spread to an outright assault on our national institutions under the guise of equity and critical race-baiting theory, which is simply racism in reverse. Not the equality granted to us by our maker and codified in our founding document. Its most egregious manifestation is the fact that it has been announced that embassies of the United States, which are no less U.S. soil than Capitol Hill or Arlington National Cemetery. Yeah, let that set in, you communist traitors, that have been unleashed to fly the flag of the communist Marxist terrorist organization, Black Lives Matter, underneath Old Glory on their grounds. Are you kidding me? No guidance on whether it should fly above or below the gay pride flag. But I'm sure that there will be heated discussions and double talk from White House mouthpiece Jen Psaki Bomb. No word on when the Obama administration will advocate for flying the BLM flag over the White House or our military installation. Of course, this is the same crew of radicals from the Obama regime that allowed a U.S. ambassador and Navy SEALs to be massacred on U.S. soil in Benghazi and then lied to the widows and the American people about what the hell happened. Ironically enough, this disrespect for Old Glory, our traditions, and institutions will do nothing more than continue to alienate the American people, not recruit them to the dark side. In the end, they will kill their own golden goose. Because the American people, the patriots of old and new, have been awakened to the struggle that is ahead of them for their country and their freedoms and the future for their children and beyond. They are willing to turn off the boob tube, stay home from the stadiums, and start a new wave of American idealism. But you see, that is exactly why Old Glory is so special. Because no phony baloney politician, no overpaid basketball diva, and no Marxist bleeding heart phony social justice front can steal from it what was earned with the blood and sacrifice of so many. And so I ask that each of you take a few moments with your children and grandchildren and tell them what the flag means to you and what it should mean to them. And hopefully, one day, to their children, should the flag still be there for them. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Clark. And here's a word from a very wise man.
I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. We're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank you fine folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. I got to tape that so you, because I know you won't try to say it.
There you go. But, hey, I'll tell you what, it is a pleasure to be joined by a veteran and Dr. Tanya Butler. Hey, Doc, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. I wouldn't miss out on being with my two favorite Marines.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, we can handle all of that. Where are you at, girl? You're not in Spanish Fort.
I am not. I am in the beautiful area of Key West, Florida. Actually, I'm in Key Largo, Florida right now.
Ooh, I saw some of the pictures on Facebook. I think y'all are having a good time down there.
But it's the best time anyone could never imagine.
I can imagine. Well, what organizations are you down there with? What are y'all involved with?
I am with Team River Runner USA. We are in our out-of-sight clinic. So this clinic teaches blind and visually impaired veterans to kayak. So we have been paddling. We got down here. I've lost track of the days. That's what happens when you're having a great time. The last 2 days, we've been paddling all day long. And tonight, we're letting loose with a little party hosted by no one other than the owner of Pusser's Rum, Jamie Jackson.
Well, y'all surely are enjoying yourselves there.
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, it's a great community that really supports the veteran community. The American Legion hosted our dinner one night, but it's a great opportunity where we are able to teach veterans with any disability, but this clinic is specifically for blind and visually impaired. And we teach them how to kayak.
Well, that's unbelievable. I really don't understand how, you know, a blind person could be alone in a kayak, out there in whatever portion of the water you're in, whether it be on the Atlantic or the Pacific, who knows, you know, but or the Gulf, actually.
When you're in the military, you have to learn to trust people that you have never met before and you have no background with, and you have to trust them to keep you alive. The same thing happens when we're out here on the water. You know, you have to trust this person who is out there with you, who's going to take care of you and teach you how to do, how to kayak on your own.
Didn't you tell me at one time that y'all had some kind of special vest that you were using that you could touch a button or something and it would give them a bump or something on the right or left chest to determine which way they needed to paddle or something of that nature? Would maybe describe a little bit of how that works?
Yes, it's called a VRG system. It's a vibro-tactile remote guidance system. It's a mouthful. So of our veterans up in our Southeast Pennsylvania chapter up there created this vest, and it's made actually with cell phone vibration, batteries, whatever. I'm not the techno person. But it's a remote sensor that we have a hookup on our paddle, and they wear the vest. And so instead of always using verbal commands, we use a command on me. What we can do is offer the same serenity and stillness on the water simply by pushing a button, and it'll vibrate on the right or the left side of the vest, front and the back, giving them direction.
That's neat. That's neat. Well, why do you do this?
Why do we do this?
Yes.
Because there are many ways to heal, and not everybody can do yoga or meditation or is ready for it. And sometimes talk therapy is difficult for veterans. So, you know, it's one other method to offer healing to veterans, but also to promote that community, you know, that we so miss when we leave military service. And what I find is so many veterans are so isolated. I mean, COVID has nothing on the isolation that a lot of veterans go through. And what we find is those who you know, develop macular degeneration or blindness or anything like that. Some of the stories we've heard over the weekend are veterans being isolated for 25 years.
Ooh, okay.
And this is their first time being out doing anything. And so this is why we do it. It's to help heal, and we use, you know, paddle sports as our tool.
Good gracious. Well, that being said, you in Key Largo, are there any local opportunities for veterans to do something like this?
I'm so glad you asked that, because we are in the process of rebuilding our local chapter, Team River Runners, South Alabama. So we've got a few things to do because Hurricane Sally took out our pool that we practice in, and we have to move, you know, some boats and things like that. But give us 1 month, and we're back on the water. So we'll be posting on our Facebook page, which is pretty much how we communicate with everyone. It's Team River Runner South Alabama. And every month, I promise to take you out paddling. We have all the boats, all the equipment. It's always free to the veterans.
Awesome.
And it's a great way to meet new friends, learn a new skill. So watch for our posts on Facebook, because I promise you, starting in July, we will have a paddle, and we'll be paddling every month thereafter. And any time you feel a need to get on the water, you'll have my contact information on Facebook. But we have a local chapter. Our boats are stored in Daphne, but we paddle anywhere on the Gulf Coast.
That is awesome. Well, I'm sure that you'll be on the air with us here on the Scuttlebutt Network in the Mobile area, the Gulf Coast area, and letting these people know when these opportunities arrive.
Well, and Team River Runner has 70 chapters across the United States. So if you go to teamriverrunner.org, and at the top, you pull down the tab that says chapters, in any state that you are in, if we have a chapter there, you will see it. You'll also see the chapter coordinator's name and phone number to be able to contact them and ask them questions and say, how can I get involved? But volunteers, we're always looking for volunteers, and you do not have to be a military veteran to volunteer. And we also have the ability to serve our community who has disabilities, who wants to learn to kayak. So, you know, we are a veteran service organization, but we're here to help anyone heal who wants to be out on the water.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Listen, we're going into a break now. Can you hang over for the next segment, and let's go a little bit further into this conversation?
I sure can.
All right. And for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, Flying Old Glory with Pride, and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network with Dr. Tanya Butler.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines, which is a little bit to say the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And just a brief little shout out. Tomorrow morning, June 10th, the battleship USS Alabama will sound her horn in salute to the captain and crew of the LCS 26 USS Mobile as she leaves our beautiful city to join the U.S. Naval Fleet. The horn will sound when the USS Mobile enters Mobile Bay. And also, just a note, next week we will be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama at 1 p.m. That's 1300. And we'll be broadcasting live from there next week. And we hope that you will join us for that. But it's great. We are still joined by Dr. Tanya Butler, and she's got a lot of great information. And we appreciate her joining us today.
Tanya, doctor, yeah. You back with us? I thought maybe you went off. Yeah. I thought maybe you went off and got a couple of those rum drinks or something.
Well, it's not far behind.
Okay. you know, just for the benefit of the people that are listening who may not be familiar with you and your practice, give us a little insight on what types of services that you have available here in the Mobile area and on the Gulf Coast for our veterans.
Okay, so I own Dynamic Therapeutics and Sports Performance over in Daphne, and we have a contract with the Veterans Administration where it's interesting because we've had this conversation this week, and I found out that we're early on in the rollout stage of the VA shifting over from TriWest to Optum. And with the changes with Optum, they are paying for veterans to have complementary and integrative health care, which includes massage therapy. And our clinic provides medical massage therapy for veterans. And so right now there's only three on the entire Gulf Coast, and we're the only ones that cover from Biloxi to Tuscaloosa down to Pensacola. And so, you know, veterans who, you know, really need this kind of service, you know, orthopedics, a lot of doctors do so much good for the veterans, but there's a lot of soft tissue injuries out there that are never addressed. And we're able to help veterans heal, and the VA is paying for them to have 12 sessions with us. So talk to your primary care physician and ask for a referral for chronic pain and to be able to try massage therapy as part of your healing. So we're doing that. And, you know, we just wrapped up a 12-week meditation class for veterans, and hopefully we'll have some vets on with you next week to talk about that.
That would be neat. That would be neat. How would the meditation be an asset to a veteran?
Well, I'll tell you, it's really interesting because I was one of those veterans that when I got out, I just too much noise in my head, and to tell me to sit and be quiet for a while.
Oh, that don't work.
You know, I had other words for you. But, you know, it's taken me a lot of years to get to the other side to really respect and understand meditation. But this course, you know, was a lesson in understanding things like how meditation can help you move through pain and deal with chronic pain or to deal with triggers. Our last lesson was very profound. It was on forgiveness and forgiveness of self.
Right. Okay.
And I'll tell you, you know, when you think meditation sometimes is just sitting in a corner, being quiet and going, you know, it's not.
Right.
Any of that. It's very much a practice of mindfulness and learning how not necessarily to quiet your mind, but how to move some of the noise out long enough just to give you a little peace.
Right, right. And give you some peace from in whatever internal or damage that you may have incurred while you were in combat or overseas. You know, we just lost a Marine veteran from Fairhope this past week. Actually had his funeral Sunday at Orange Beach that I attended, and he was nephew to one of our great friends, Nick DeMario, which is one of the partners in Ed Seafood Shed and Panini Pete's organization. But, you know, I would think with what he was having problem with getting out, something like the meditation class and being able to work with somebody that knew where he was going and what his problem was would have probably saved his life. But
Tom, sometimes it's difficult to get veterans to want to go and try this out.
Oh, yes.
Understand that, you know, you don't know somebody, you're afraid that you don't have to talk about your stuff. You just need to be present. And if you really want to start healing, the first step is just walking out your front door and just you can ask somebody to come with you for comfort. But just reach out and call us. And we'll help you make those steps to just finding the right thing that works for you, whether it's the adrenaline rush of being on a river to, you know, meditation. There's something for every veteran. You don't have to, you know, it's not just all about talk therapy and, you know, going to the VA and having medication.
Right, right.
I mean, there's so many supplemental ways to get you there.
Right.
and to meet you where you are right now until you can get through the full spectrum of healing. I mean, I've done it, and I've seen other veterans do it. It's taken a lot of years.
And I have too, Tanya. We, in the Marine Corps League here in Mobile, worked with a group in Chatham that up at the St. Stephen's Hunting Clubs up there where we bring in wounded and Purple Heart veterans. And they get together, and we have the camaraderie, sit around, and drink a few of the adult beverages and what have you, and grill and cook, and everybody gets to talk about their tales and all. And it's funny how the attitudes of these warriors are when they arrive on scene, and 3 days later, the presence that they have and the way they express themselves and handle themselves when they get ready to leave. It is so eye-awakening. It's so a wake-up call to see that just the camaraderie with a bunch of civilians as well as some other veterans that's been there and done that with them and the change in them. It's just unbelievable. That's one of the reasons we continue to work with them.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about with the isolation. If you know a veteran who is isolated, get them out of the house and just get them active and doing something. If you don't know what to do, call me. Our number at Dynamic Therapeutics is 251-459-0500, or ask another vet and we'll connect you with someone. Sometimes you just need a friend.
Right. That is so true. Well, what about family members of the veterans? How does that apply to your organization?
Well, with Team River Runner, we always include the family. It's once in a while we'll do an all-veterans paddle, but really 99% of the time it's about the family, friends, and the veterans, because it's about creating community, and we want the veterans to feel comfortable. And so if it means feeling comfortable, bring in your spouse, bring in your kids.
Right.
We have boats to, accommodate everyone.
That is so awesome, And do you have any other locations of information where folks can go to reach you?
You can go to our website at dynamictherapeutics.net, and you can see our services on there. But really, if you just call us, we can talk to you about what it is you may need and help point you in the right direction. That's 251-459-0500. Again, look at teamriverrunner.org for the kayaking, and you can look at the Vir Fortis Foundation. It's V-I-R Fortis Foundation.org, and there's something for everyone out there, and you just have to make the first step in making a phone call or walking out your door.
Okay. Now, do they have to be involved? The veterans have to be involved with the VA, though, to be able to receive your service?
Only for the massage therapy. For the massage therapy, you have to have a referral from your primary care provider at the VA. Everything else, you do not.
Okay, that's
good.
We are
all outside the VA.
It's all outside the VA, okay. All right, well, it's awesome to have you on board. How long would y'all be at Key Largo?
We will be paddling until Saturday, and then we'll head home.
All right, well, be careful and stay out of that rum, okay?
No promise.
Hey, drink my share while you're at it, okay?
I don't want to be rude.
I know, yeah, you don't want to turn down a good drink, All right. Have a blessed one. We appreciate it, Doc. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Well, Cal, you on board?
Absolutely. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah.